Vaheguru, Vaheguru. Chapter 9. In the Khalsa College. Sardar Harbans Singh Attari met me and persuaded me to join the Khalsa College and serve the premier Sikh institution. My father was also already very anxious to find such a post for me. I was told that by serving this institution, I would be serving the Sikh Panth, the community. I did not know that even this Panthic service would lead me to many troubles. After fixing me up on the staff of Khalsa College, Sardar Harbans Singh Attari kept away from the college affairs. While I had a good many bitter experiences and saw many ups and downs, I did not wish to narrate these tragic experiences and pollute my mind again by penning them down. If you want to know the details, you can have them from Pai Atma Singh of Moga. Mentally and spiritually, my mind suffered considerably. My peace of mind was seriously disturbed by the unpleasant atmosphere. But the Lord, through His grace, saved me from getting involved any further. When I came back to Sadh Sangat and performed Kirtan and Khandpaths, I regained my normal spiritual poise again. After some time, some friends took me to Damdama Sahib. I was made the secretary of Khalsa Diwan Damdama Sahib. I served the institution for a considerable period, which passed in peace and tranquility. I joined the Ragi Jatha, the musicians, in performing Kirtan every day. We went from village to village performing Kirtan. During this period, a lot of money poured in which was used for the building of a Khalsa High School. After that, I remained at Damdama Sahib for a short period and started enjoying the pilgrimage and Seva of Takht Sahib and Darbar Sahib. My mind was restless. I did not wish to stick to one place. The school was now founded. I do not know what the condition of that school is now. I once more, Babu Teja Singh then persuaded me to accompany him to Basur, where he founded the Panch Khalsa Diwan. There, as you know very well, days passed very happily. Although I got a good opportunity to perform Kirtan there, somehow I could not stick to the place. It is not necessary to mention why I left the Panch Khand in disgust. Off and on, when I received an invitation, I continued to visit that place. Bhai Jugender Singh knows much better the story of all that happened there. If you want to know the details, you can ask him. Bhai Atma Singh of Moga also knows quite a good deal. It is at Panch Khand I first met Bhai Jugender Singh and developed a deep friendship with him. For his sake, I visited Patiala many times, and an affection developed for him which surpassed love for real brothers. Although my stay at Khalsa College ended in some bitter experiences, but the meeting with Bhai Atma Singh here developed into a lasting spiritual friendship. During my stay at Panch Khand, I acquired a noble friend like Bhai Jugender Singh. Both these friends were staying at Patiala, and to meet them, I had to go there quite often. During one congregational gathering, I met here Bhai Mal Singh, and the strange meeting developed into a lifelong and loving friendship. It would be worthwhile to get the whole story of our meeting from his own mouth. You also knew how the Khalsa Young Men League was formed, which later developed into Khalsa High School, Ludhiana. As you were associated with it, you can describe them better. It is not proper that I should keep on writing about the things I did, and if you publish the story as related by me, it may not be interesting. To fulfill your wishes and the command of friends, I briefly told you the story of my life. But frankly speaking, I'm writing all these autobiographical accounts against my own wishes. Whatever you like me to write beyond what I have expressed, you may ask in your next letter. Here, in the prison, I neither have the time, nor the freedom, nor even the material to write my life story with a concentrated mind, least of all in such details as you desire. I am now spending more time on completing my book, The Gurmat Vivek. You are now compelling me to write my own life story when I am not at all in the mood to do so. I now hear that we may shortly be transferred to some prison near Punjab. We have to abide by the will of God. As Guru Angad says, the nose string of life is in the hands of the Lord. Our deeds drive us, and the truth is Nanak. That mind that men must pasture with where the Guru provides. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.